Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Chav Zayin, and Brachas Chav Zayin has a number of various topics that we'll talk about, and we'll get to talk about one of them for now. On Chav Zayin and Mabez, we have the sugya that has come up already, and that is the sugya of Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Tfilas Arvis Chova. Whether Mairiv conceptually is somehow different than the other tfilos. If we look in the Gemara explicitly does not explain why Mairiv should be any different. We know there are three tfilos that we daven, Shachris, Mincha, and Mairiv, and doesn't say anywhere, the Rambam a tfilah, please, Ava. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara why it should be different. But the Gemara says that that's what's being alluded to when the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, Tfilas Arvis Ein Lo Keva. It doesn't have a set something, so that's alluding to the idea of Tfilas Arvis Rishus. And then the Gemara goes into the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, about Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Tfilas Arvis Cheva. They came to Rabbi Gamliel, and they said, what's the halacha? And he says, Tfilas Arvis Chova. And they said, Rabbi Yeshua said Rishus. And he says, okay, let's wait till everybody gets to the Beis Medrash. And they come all to the Beis Medrash, and Rabbi Gamliel again says publicly, Tfilas Arvis is Chova. And anybody argue on this? And nobody says anything. And he makes Rabbi Yeshua stand up. I heard in your name, Tfilas Arvis Rishus. And we have the famous story of what he does to Rabbi Yehoshua. Okay, but that's what we're going to talk about today, the concept of Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So again, the Gemara doesn't give any svaras, but a number of achronim, but already alluded to in the Rishonim, explain what they think is the reason. And that is, we have a machlokes on yesterday's daf. It's only one daf apart. The Gemara never links them, but many achronim link them. Yesterday we had the machlokes whether tefillah keneged avos tiknum or keneged tzmidim tiknum. We daven three times a day because Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov davened. Avram davened Shachris, Yitzchak davened Mincha, and Yaakov davened Arvis. Or do we daven Shachris for the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Mincha for the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim and Meir for the Hector Chalav and Veivarim? So there are those that say, well, by Karbanos, the third one is different. Right, Hector Chalav and Veivarim is just the leftover fats in the limbs that need to be burned. That's not an obligation per se. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, there shouldn't be any difference between the Avos. So here, the Rishonim don't talk about it, but there's a Rashi. Rashi in Maseches Shabbos says this. Rashi in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Tes. Rashi says on Tes and Abayz. There the Gemara says, Lomanda Amar Tfilas Arvis Rishus, says Rashi. B'Maseches Brachas Mebreishi Keneged Hector Chalavim Ve'emurim She'ein Ma'akven Kaparasan. So Rashi says, Shabbos Daf Tes, not here in Brachas, but Shabbos Daf Tes, Rashi says, why is Tfilas Arvis Rishus? Because it's connected to the carbon tamid that the burning of the fats in the limbs is not ma'akev. If they're lost, the carbon is still kosher. The zrikas adam is ma'akev. But the hagdok halam evarim is not ma'akev. The Pnei Yeshua as well says it right here on our Gemara. The Pnei Yeshua says here on yesterday's daf, L'chora nira dahach plukta talya b'plukta tenay l'kamon and tefilas arvis rishus ochova. Demand is fir lei rishus, the one who holds that tefilas ma'ariv is different than others. Al karchach savar to keneged tzmidim tiknum. He must hold that the tefilas are keneged the karbanos. Mishum hachi tefilas shachris u'mincha chova. Malshakin tefilas arvis she'ena ela keneged evarim u'betarim delamach v'kapara. The ode, and also dikar mikzvot like tirin bayom, and therefore it is rishus. But if you say tefilas arvis chova, that's connecting to the avos tiknum, and that is what many say. Again, Rashi and Daftes and the Pnei Yeshua. If you look in the Mishnah Yaakov, Simin Peites, the Sefer Achinuch gives that impression. It doesn't say it beferish, but the Minchas Chinuch, the Sefer Achinuch in Taflam and Gimel on the Mitzvah Tefila gives that impression because he talks in the same paragraph about Tmidim Tiknum and Chova. Okay, it gives that impression, but it's not Mufurish. We're not going to go into the Chinuch right now. But it's not Lukuli Alma. There are a number of Achronim, not really any Rishonim, the Mabit. The Mabit writes in Beis Elokim. We'll mention a number of thoughts of the Mabit. The Mabit, we know, has a Sefer, besides the Chuvas and the Mabibi, has a Sefer and Ashkafa called Beis Elokim with three Sha'arim. Shar HaTfila, that's what we're quoting from today, Shar HaTshuva, and then Shar HaYesodos, where he talks about the Ikar HaAmuna, the three parts of the Mabit's Beis Elokim. So there in the beginning, in Shar HaTfila, he discusses the idea that it could be, even if we hold Avos Tiknum, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, still, Ma'ariv would be different. Why would Ma'ariv be different? What's wrong with Yaakov Avinu? Why would his tefillah be any worse? So they both. So he and the Netziv in the Hemek Sheila, in Simin Sheila Yurches, Sheila Ches, I'm sorry, Sheila Ches, they both quote the Gemara in Chulin, which says, on the Aleph, well, Yaakov Avinu's tefillah was kind of unexpected. The other tefillah is Avram went to Davin, and Yitzchak went to Davin. But Yaakov, what happened? We remember the Gemara. Yaakov was running away from Esav, and what happens? Vayesi Yaakov Yerusheva v'yelech Harana. V'ksiv v'yifka b'makom. Says the Gemara, Kimata l'charan, Yaakov Avinu gets all the way to Charan, and he says, what? I missed the spot. Kasav efsher avarti al-makom shispalu avosai. I missed the spot that my forefathers Davin v'anilu is palalti. I didn't dive in there. Ivey, what am I going to do? So what happens? He thought about returning. He's like, I better go back. And all of a sudden, he was in Yerushalayim. And all of a sudden, he was on the spot where he was going to have his famous dream. And then, after he davened at that spot, he was going to go back to Charan. And what happened? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadik Zeb Balafan Lebeis Maloni, Vipata Balolina, what, he's going to leave the Beis HaMikdash, you know, without sleeping over, you know, sleep over a night. Miyad Ba Shemesh, Vayikab Avnei Makom, and he slept, and with the rocks, Vichulu. But you see from there, says the Mabit, and says the, say the Netziv, that it wasn't exactly that he went to Davin. He didn't specifically go there. Says the Mabit, this is in Perak Yud Ches of Shara Tfila. V'yafilu mi sha'omer tfilos avos tiknum. Efshar, she tfilos arves reshus. Kima chalo haisa kavanasu lispalel ela achar kachnas en alibo. He wasn't going to Davin, and then he went back. So it seems like a different type of tfila. And that's why they say it is a reshus. Okay, point number one. We'll get back to some different hashkafa from the Mabit in a few minutes after we speak about more of the lamdas. There is a shiloh that is asked, what does it mean tefillah tzarves reshus? You don't have to daven. You have a choice. You want to daven mincha, ma'ariv, great. If not, you don't have to. It's a reshus. It's a reshus. What, it's like a minhag? Well, we spoke a couple of days ago. We have to minhag him too. What exactly does it mean tefillah tzarves reshus? And the Rishonim are bothered by this. The Rishonim, we look in the Gemara that will have in a couple of days. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Amud Beis says that if somebody we know was supposed to say Yalav Yavo in Shmon Esrei in the Amidah on Rosh Chodesh, what happens if someone forgets? So we know by Shacharis and Mincha one has to repeat, but by Ma'ariv one doesn't have to repeat. Why don't we have to repeat Ma'ariv if we forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, not on Chol HaMoed, but on Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says because Bez Din does not sanctify the moon at night. In Makachin is a Chodesh Yalav Yavo. And therefore, at night, you know, there's no real Kiddush HaChodesh, so Yalav Yavo is connected to that, and therefore you don't have to repeat. Good. Ask Tosfos. Tosfos on yesterday's daf. Tosfos on Chav Vavim and Aleph. Ask, what do you need the reason for? That you don't have to repeat Ma'ariv if you forget Yalav Yavo because of a Makachin is a Chodesh Balayla. Just say, you don't have to have Ma'ariv anyway. Tfilah Tzarves Rishus. That's why you don't have to repeat. It's not the most crucial tefillah, asked Tosfos. So why does the Gemara have to come up with this unique answer of a mekadshin as a chodesh ela bayom? Just say, if you forget something during Ma'ariv, you never have to repeat, because the tefillah tzarves reshus. That's Tosfos' kasha here on Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph. So what does Tosfos answer? It doesn't really mean reshus. Tosfos here, and in a few places in this Masechta, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Tosfos takes the teeth out of that cheetah. And Tosfos says, it doesn't really mean Rishus. It just means, Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar, t'had da'amrina, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, hainu l'gabe mitzvah acheres, v'hi overes, da'az amrinan, tidche, Tfilas Arvis b'babaneha. You know what Tfilas Arvis Rishus means? If you're involved in another mitzvah, then that other mitzvah might take precedence. When there's a mitzvah overes that you might miss, and you're involved in another mitzvah, so then Tfilas Arvis could be second. But for nothing, you have to daven Ma'ariv. Tosfos puts Tfilas Arvis Rishus much closer to Tfilas Arvis Chova than we would have thought. Doesn't really mean Rishus. And the Rosh says the same thing. It only means Rishus in relative terms to another mitzvah. The Rosh right here also says the same thing in the beginning of the fourth parak. The Rishus says, Nehi Shehi Rishus. Ein levatzla im lo b'mrei tzarach shah. Kegon mitzvah overes. V'shari hem yonei. D'lo matrochina l'berkam ad Shabbos. Teda. Shere Yaakov Avinu alav ha-shalom tikna. V'as b'chu ha-haktoras e'varim u'butarim. Shem ezodak ha-layla. Yaakov Avinu and the haktoras chal... You're going to say that's reshus? So Tosfos, the Rosh, and a number of Rishonim say that it is chova. It just means a little bit less when it comes to another mitzvah of eris. Do we ever have the concept of calling a mitzvah that you have to do reshus? It says tefillas arvis reshus. Where do we ever have such a concept? So if you remember, we have a Mishnah in Beitza on Daf Lamed Vav. The Mishnah there has different categories of things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yontif. There are reshus things, there are chova things, there are mitzvah things. What are dvarim shal reshus? Getting married. Getting married is a reshus. Chalitza. Yibum, those are called Dvar Mishum Rishus. That's the category. Mishum Mitzvah, it has other actions. But we have the idea of Rishus not meaning voluntary. Rishus means, maybe in relative terms to something else, it might be called a Rishus. But that is or if you look in the Rabbeinu Yonah here quotes on the Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph and the Daf Yarif, he quotes the Bahag. Also an interesting formulation. The Bahag says, to the same question, Kivan Sheispal Elosa, Kava Olav Chova. Well, maybe, Rishus, if you have another mitzvah, but once you daven it, it's Chova. It's Chova. It has the status of a Chova. Okay, but Bali Tosfos and the Rosh minimize the difference, really, between Ma'ariv and the other Tfilas. It's really a Chova. It just means Rishus for a little nafkamina. But if you look in other Rishonim, there are other halachic ramifications, whether you say Tfilas Arvus, Rishus, or Chova. Again, the Gemara doesn't give any nafkaminas here in our Gemara. But there are at least four or five other areas where Rishonim quote a halachic difference, and the Bali Tosfos probably wouldn't be comfortable with those differences. What we had earlier, Tosfos, Dalet Amud Beis. Tosfos quoted on Dalet Amud Beis, the Minog of Bnei Chutz La'aretz. Tosfos quotes that there's the paragraph of Baruch Hashem La'olam that is said after Hashkivenu, that is nowhere in the Gemara. The Gemara has Hashkivenu, not Baruch Hashem La'olam. Says Rabbi Amram Gon, writing Tosfos quotes the Siddur of Rav Amram Gon on Dalet Amud Beis. Miu, Siddur of Amram Gon Pirish, Mashaanu Omrim Kaddish, and what about saying Kaddish? Being Geula Latfilas Arvis, how can we say Kaddish? Right, what about Smichas Geula Latfila? So Ashkivenu is Geula Richta, and Hashem Svasa is a Tfila Richta. What about Kaddish? The Lo Bina Mizvah Geula Darvis Latfila, you don't have to be so serious about it. Why Mishum? Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Tosas quotes, there's a halachic difference. The fact that you could be a little more flexible by smichas gula tefillah by ma'ariv is because the tefillah tzarvus rishus. And Tosfos l'shitaso does not like that. Velo nehira, says Tosfos. No. Tim kein Rabbi Yochanan tefillah tzarvus chova. Then if you're saying that, then Rabbi Yochanan would say chova. V'chulu, and he continues. No, he says even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, would say rishus, still you have to be somech as much as you can. But that's already one difference. If you look in the tour in Simon Reish Samaches, the tour quotes, again, it seems to be a shita in the Gaonim. The tour says, what happens if I daven Friday night, and, it's one of those Friday nights that I totally am daydreaming, and I said the weekday Shemona Esrei, Friday night. Hopefully we usually remember by Slach Lanu. That's when we usually, get it, then we're embarrassed, then we try to switch that. But what happens if not? I didn't mention Shabbos. Kasev of Amram, Tov lo hizkir shal Shabbos ba'arvis machzir nosso. You have to repeat Shemona Esrei. You have to repeat. You said the whole weekday Shemona Esrei. V'Rav Moshe go'on kasav. But there was one of the go'onim. Rav Moshe says, what if you forgot, but the Chazan's about to say Magen Avos. The Chazan's about to say the miniature Chazaras Hashatz. Ta yachid shetov lo hizkir ataki dash tov lo Shabbos. Im shama mishliach tzibur Magen Avos. Bidvaro, shibrach achas mein sheva merosh v'atzov yasei chavaso. If you hear Magen Avos, you're Yotzei. That's good enough. You're Yotzei. That's Shemona Esrei. Where does that come from? How could you be Yotzei with that? Says the Beis Yosef, Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Another nafkamina. Tfilas Arvis Rishus, lo chamira kishar tfilas, lo Rav Moshe kid de Islei, lo Rav Natroi kid de Islei. V'chulu. So you don't have to be as flexible with Smichas Gula Tfila. And the Torah, based on the Beis Yosef, says that Friday night discussion. The Rambam in Hilchos Tfila, Perek Gimel. The Rambam says, Yispalo Arvis Shomotu Shabbos Vashabbos. Also, what we've had the past couple of days. You could daven Ma'ariv a little early. You could daven Ma'ariv of Motu Shabbos on Shabbos. Why? Lefisha Tilas Arvis Rishus Ein Medaktik in Bismana. Because Tilas Arvis is Rishus, you don't have to be so medaktik with its time. That's unbelievable. Remember Tosfos? Tosfos is like, no, it doesn't really mean Rishus. Tosfos minimizes. But the Gaonim and the Rambam often follows ideas in the Gaonim. The Rambam gives it weight. The Rambam says, because of Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Ein Medaktik in Bismana. Further on, the Rambam in Perek Tes says, why don't we have Chazaras Hashatz by Ma'ariv? Right? The Tfilah of the Tzibur. Why don't we have Chazaras Hashatz by Ma'ariv? Tfilas Arvis Rishus. That's the Rambam Shita. The Ein Achozel L'spalah B'kal Ram Arvis L'fisha Ein Tfilas Arvis Chova L'fichach Lo Yevarech Brachos L'vatala. Unbelievable. So many of these ideas. One more. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. The Rambam has a Havamina. The Gemara we had earlier, remember the Gemara on Daf Dalet? I think it was. The Gemara says, don't come home and eat and drink and do everything and then say, you know what, I'm gonna say Kriya Shema now. No, say it when you get home. But the Rambam adds a Havamina to that. The Rambam says, Afal pi shetfilas arvis rishus, even though it's rishus, and therefore, you might have thought you could take a back seat and not be so mezariz about it. Even though tefillas arvis rishus, lo yavo adam imalachto, then he quotes the Gemara. Don't come from your malacha, v'yomar ochel ma'at, v'ishan kima, v'yachrach es palel, sheme te'enos otoshena. Maybe you'll fall asleep. No, but first daven meyer. That's an amazing havamina. I would have thought that you could just take care of all of your other needs. According to the Rambam, following the Gaonim, it seems like there's something something serious about this shita. Not just, it's a little less than chova, but it is something inherently mahuti, something different. So maybe the secret, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik suggested, is the Rambam in Hilcho, one final Rambam. The Rambam says, what happens if I am davening, and then I remember that I had davened already? What do I do? Mishay omi betfilah v'nizkar shekvar es palal. Says the Rambam, you have to stop in the middle. To stop in the middle. V'yafilu be'emsa bracha. You have to stop in the middle of the bracha. We don't daven nedavas today. V'im haisa tfilas arvis, eino posek. Wow. But if it's myriv, you can keep going. You can keep going, you can finish. Even though I daven myriv already? Okay, keep going. Why? Shelo is palel osa mitchila ela aldas she'ena chova. Because of, after all, tfilas arvis reshus. So what does that have to do with anything? Tfilas arvis reshus, and therefore I can keep going? What does that mean? So explains Reb Chaim. According to the Rambam, when I daven, there's a chefza shel tfila. How is the tfila identified as its own institution, so to speak? There's a difference between the tfila itself and the level of obligation on a person. What we would call the tfila or the gavra. Says the Reb Chaim, the Rambam holds that tefillas arvis bechefza is a different type of tefillah. It's a chefza shel tefillas arishus. It's not a chefza shel tefillas chova. That's what it means, tefillas arvis rishus. What does it mean? We didn't quote it, but it doesn't mean that when the Rishonim quote, kiblo aleha kachova, but we've accepted to daven myriv as an obligation. That doesn't change the essence of the tefillah inherently when we daven it. We daven, we say it's an obligation to daven, but inherently, it's a reshus, and therefore, it's combinable with a voluntary tefillah. If I know I davened already, then I can keep going, because Meir of itself inherently is a reshus. But by chakras and mincha, you can't have half a tefillah that's obligation inherently, and half a tefillah that is voluntary inherently, even though you have to daven all of them. But still, there's a difference. That's what he says. That means we ourselves, the chova's gavra. We've accepted the daven, but not that it changes the inherent aspect of the tefillah. And that's why the Rambam has so many nafkaminas and the gaonim, because inherently it's a different tefillah. It's a different quality of tefillah according to the Rambam and according to the gaonim. What about Baal HaTosfos? So Baal Tosfos maybe hold the opposite. He doesn't get back to Tosfos, I don't think. Right? Tfilah Baal Tosfos maybe say that in terms of the chefza shel tfilah, it's a chova. It's a chova. That's why it's so close to the others. What did the Rabbanan do? The Rabbanan said the opposite. Regarding your chova's gavra, they made it a little less. If there's another mitzvah there, so then you could do the other mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah overis. So do the other mitzvah. But not that they changed anything inherently in the tfilah, and that's why according to Baal Tosfos, one would have many less nafkamina than the Rambam and the Gaonim. So it's a difference in essence of what the tefillah is about. Very important machlokas in terms of how we look at tefillah. Just getting back now to end with a few divrei hashkafa. So what's the message of Arvis being different, whether you connect it to Yaakov Avinu or not? So the Beis Elokim has three or four ideas here in Perek Dalid and in Perek Yurches of Shar HaTfilah. We'll just mention a couple of them. Says the Beis Elokim, the Mabit, first says, why Yaakov Tikin Tfilas Arvis? Why is Tfilas Arvis? So he says, really, the three Tfilas that we daven symbolize three stages of our life. Three stages of our life. Shachris are the times of youth, the times of dreaming, the times of we're active, we have energy. That's Shachris. That's when we wake up and we daven. It's a lengthy tefillah. And then mincha. Mincha symbolizes, we might call it middle-aged. We might call it the mincha of one's life. And it's in the afternoon. And also one has koach and one has one's involved in a lot of things. But that's mincha. And then comes ma'ariv. Ma'ariv symbolizes the stages of zikna. The stages where we don't have as much koach. The stages of, you know, we're a little slower. And says the Beis Elokim, it maybe is a little harder for us at that stage. You know, one might say it's harder at the first stage, but physically, at least, it's harder at that stage. So the Beis Elokim says maybe that's what's alluded to. Yaakov tikin tfilas arvis lermos ki gam shetarach betchilas yamav ubeemsa usam b'avodas Hashem yizbarach. Even though we spent our life focusing on avodas Hashem, gam b'shas harav shemesh, when the sun's going down, shem yimei zikna tzarach adam lazos ma sheyucha b'avodas Hashem. Gam ki in yachol litzroch v'lasos kol kach. K'mosha osa haya osa v'odo ish bizman bachruso. We don't have as much strength. Afilo achi yase ma sheyuchal. Do whatever you can. Ube'erech ze nikra tilos arvis reshus. And that's what's called reshus. She'ein azokin yachol labot avodas Hashem b'shleimuso mitzad kavduso. Right, we're a little slower. And therefore, that's why it's called reshus in that regard. That's one idea. One idea. Maybe there's one other idea. In Perek Yurches, he has other ideas where he talks about why is it called Rishus. We know Ma'ariv symbolizes Gullus, symbolizes a Jew in darkness. He doesn't write a couple hundred years after him, but the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayigash calls Yaakov Avinu the Av of exile, the Av of Gullus. Right? He was the one that went down to Mitzrayim to start the Gullus. He was the only one, says the Meshech Chachma, Tes Memvav Beis in Parshas Vayigash. Hashem appeared to Yaakov Avinu b'maros halayla, a night vision. That's when he appeared to Yaakov. That's what it's called in the Torah, b'maros halayla. Says the Meshech Chachma, hinei yitzal Avram yislach lo matzanu zeh. We don't find this description of maros halayla only here and in Vayetze, when he has the dream. Yaakov Avinu talks to God at night. Because he's going to Chutz La'aretz to live. Not just Avram Avinu who went out to Mitzrayim just for a little bit, but for the famine, and then he came back. Yaakov was going. He was going there for the rest of his life, and he knew it. The last 17 years, that's where he was going to be. That's why Hashem appeared to him at night. To remind us that Hashem is with us always. Even in the darkness of the exile, kamo she'amru galul abavel shchini imahem, as the Gemara says towards the end of Megillah. V'lazeh Avram tikin shachris v'yitzchak mincha v'yakov arvis v'heim evarim v'darim shem kraven bein b'yom bein b'layla. And that's the Yaakov Avinu, and that's where he develops this idea. But the Beis Elokim, the Ma'abit says that's why tilas arvis reshus. Why? Because at any moment in time, if we would merit, so then we will be zochet to end this galus. And then that's why it's reshus. It doesn't have to be here. It's up to us. It's not obligatory, says the Ma'abit. Aval galusenu hu arach mitzad v'katzer mitzad. On the one hand, it's very long, but on the other hand, it can stop at any moment. Kizos ha'gulos shonu makavim yirishus b'yadeinu b'kol yom b'kol yishmo. It's reshus. It's in our hands. Maybe it's kind of the opposite. It's in our hands to control. Chova, God makes it obligatory. But Mashalo Haya came, Begulas Mitzrayim, maybe originally, Mitzrayim had to be 400 years from somewhere. It ended up being 210, but it was 400 from Leidas Yitzchak. But it had to be. But this Golas has no specific time that it has to be. It has an ending time, but it could end earlier. And he says, it depends on Hayom B'kol Tishmo. Right? He's alluding to it. He doesn't quote it, but that's that beautiful Gemara. And we'll end with this. That beautiful Gemara in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Tzadiches, where Reb Shua ben Levi meets Elio Anavi, and he says, Elio, where's Mashiach already? He says, why don't you go ask him? Go ask him, where is he? He's over there. He gives him the signs to where he is, and he goes, sees him. He's putting on his shoes in an unusual way. But he says, when are you coming? Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Amalei Shalom Alecha Bar Livoi. Amarle le'emas asimar. Nu, when are you coming already? Amarle hayom. Today, hayom. He's like, really? He runs back to Elio. Asal gab Elio. Amarle mayamucha. What did he tell you? He says, he's coming. He says, he lied. He says, why did he lie? Because today happened and he didn't come. Amarle, he says, what did he tell you? Tell me exactly what he told you. He says, ki amar hayom asinu v'lo asa. Amarle hachi amarlecha. He told you hayom? No, you misunderstood. It's hayom dot dot dot. Hayom in Bekolot Tishmo. Today, if you deserve it. Today, if B'nai Yisrael get their act together, and then Ahanas Yisrael and Avas Chinam. So the Mabit says, Hayom in Bekol Tishmo. Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, because Golus is Rishus. It's up to us. It's only a Rishus. Right? If we wanted to get out of it, and we got together and did it, then we could do it. But, you know, we're still suffering, and we still haven't done it, so we're still in the state of Mairiv. By the Hashem, we should be able to capitalize on that Rishus and bring it to an end. Okay, we'll stop here.